इदं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदमयं ददाति स्वापदन्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपां साग्रजातां सहगना रघुनाथान्वितां ठं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमाओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी नित्यनामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी भश्चत्यदेशधारिणे नमो महाबलाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्वेशे नमः पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपास्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्तज्ञं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनाबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिकाखण्ड राधाकान्ता नमोस्तुते तप्तकंचन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वंशकल्पातरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण कृष्णा कृष्ण हरि 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 राम हरि राम 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 हरि हरि हरे कृष्ण 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 हरि 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 राम 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 हरि हरि हरे कृष्ण
Hare Krishna. Welcome to Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, the author of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, has written that there are two days that are supremely auspicious, most auspicious of all auspicious. And anyone with faith and devotion worships the Lord in these two days, accesses showers of blessings, mercy, divine grace. Those two days are Gaur Purnima, the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Trayodasi, the divine appearance day of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Today we are gathered together to celebrate in just the way that Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda taught us to celebrate every occasion. By coming together in the mood of Das, Das, Anudas, servant of the servant of the servant of the Vaishnavas, and with hearts united for the pleasure of the Lord, we dance. We sincerely take shelter of the holy names of Sri Krishna.
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Ram! Hare Ram! Ram Ram! Hare Hare!
Vrindavan Das Thakur tells that everything we know about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is by the mercy and the blessings of Nityananda Prabhu. This morning, we spoke briefly how Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he blessed his last disciple, Vrindavan Das Thakur, to write Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. He appeared to Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in a vision and told him, go to Vrindavan and you shall achieve everything. To Raghunath Das Goswami, he blessed him to be liberated forever from all material encumbrances and to fully give his heart and soul in the loving service of Lord Chaitanya. To Rupan Sanatan Goswami, he brought them in for their first meeting with Lord Chaitanya, with his blessings. Narottam Das Thakur, he was living in his home in Khetri, weeping in separation after hearing about the Lord and his associates. Lord Chaitanya instructed Nityananda Prabhu at just the right time in Narottam Das Thakur's life, bring him to the river Padma where I have invested my prem. It is stored there just for him. It was Nityananda Prabhu who appeared to Narottam Thakur, inspired him. In this way and many more, Sri Nityananda Prabhu was the very bestower of mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Narottam Das Thakur has written, Brajendra Nandana je sachi shuta hoilo she Balarama hoilo nithai Dinahina yata chilo harinama udharilo Thara sakshi jagai madhai. Lord Chaitanya, one day, he gave a mystical instruction of the sort that no one has ever given before. He called Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu. Listen, listen, Haridas. Hear what I say, Nityananda. Go to every home. Whoever you meet, do not consider if they're qualified or disqualified. Give them this message. chant the names of Krishna. Hear about Krishna. Worship Krishna. Krishna is your mother. Krishna is your father. Krishna is the true treasure of your life. Krishna is your life and soul. Do not speak anything else. Just give this message free to everyone. Induce everyone to chant the holy names. Go out on my behalf and beg for this. Lord Brahma, the supreme of all the devatas, the father of all living beings within this universe, from the beginning of the universe to the end, he lives. No one else. 311 trillion years. When he goes to sleep, the whole universe basically goes to sleep with him. When he wakes up, then he has to figure out how to wake everyone else up. And he can't. The first day he was born on that lotus flower and he didn't know what to do. But he was given in the instruction, tapasya. What is the true meaning of tapasya? It doesn't mean just to fast. It doesn't mean to just sleep on a cold ground. It means to completely humble oneself. To completely overcome the ego by taking shelter of the Supreme Lord's mercy. That's the true meaning of tapasya. If whatever we do, whatever worship, whatever cultivation of knowledge and philosophy, whatever austerities, whatever duties we perform according to Varnashram, Shrameva hi kevalam, it's all a total waste of time from a spiritual perspective if it does not culminate in humbling ourselves to take shelter of the Supreme Lord. Then only, by Krishna's grace, can we truly gain a taste for the holy name and a taste for hearing his glories. Shushusho shudadanasya vasudeva katadruchi syan mahat sevaya vipra punya tiratana sevana. This vasudeva katadruchi cannot be achieved simply by our efforts. It's given to us. It's a gift from Krishna. And that gift comes when he's pleased. When we follow in the footsteps and serve great souls. Lord Brahma, such a great personality. After he tested Krishna, he was so bewildered. He actually stole the gopas and the calves for 1 year by earthly standards. And he came back and saw that every gopa and every calf was still there, identical. He was bewildered. Then each of the calves and each of the gopas manifested a form of Vishnu. He was more bewildered. Then everything disappeared, and there was just Gopal standing with the same little handful of yogurt and rice and fruit that he was holding a year before, innocently looking for his calves and his friends. Then Brahma understood. His ego was completely finished. At that moment, when he put his head to the ground and surrendered, taking shelter in humility, Krishna revealed Vrindavan. What he was seeing was something completely different than what he was seeing before. And nobody sees like Brahma. Materially, he sees everything, everywhere, in all directions, simultaneously. But now he saw that every tree was a kalpavriksha. Every grain of dust was Chintamani. That Krishna, in his Madhurya Ras, the sweetest of all sweet forms of the absolute truth, the Supreme Personality of God. And he saw every cow as a Surabhi cow. He describes a little of what he saw in Brahma Samhita. He prayed to Krishna, please let me take birth. Now I'm the highest. When the demigods come and get in trouble, they come to me. Let me take birth in such a position where I'm the lowest of the low. And therefore, with all humility and no disturbances, I could chant your holy names. So Brahma became Haridas Thakur. And Balaram, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead's first expansion, is Nityananda. They went to beg. They did not discriminate who was fit or who was unfit. They went to the houses of the rich and the poor. Of people by Hindu calculations were low caste or high caste or no caste. They went home to home. Sometimes great scholars, sometimes simple illiterate sweepers. They didn't see a difference. Parama Karuna Pahundui Jana Nitai Gaurachandra. Nityananda Prabhu was supremely merciful. He would go to their homes. Nityananda Prabhu would bow at the feet of everyone. And after bowing very respectfully, with folded hands, tears of compassion, he would beg for people to chant Krishna's names. Why were there tears in his eyes? He's the Supreme Father of all living beings. Every soul is part and parcel of Balaram. He loves us, he cares for us. More than anyone can love us and care for us. He didn't see a difference, much difference, between people who were physically old and suffering or people who were young and enjoying. He saw that the eternal soul is covered by ignorance. However much they're enjoying now, soon they will suffer old age, disease, and death. He saw an urgent emergency situation in every living being's life. He would beg them, chant the name of Krishna, remember Krishna, worship Krishna. And you will be my life and soul. This was Lord Chaitanya's instruction. Some of the people who were pious, they were so pleased because Nityananda was Prabhu was so beautiful, and Haridas was so full of kindness. They would say, yes, we will just, please come in our home, bless our home, take prasad. Sometimes they would say, let us give you some gifts. Sri Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas, their reply, from their hearts, with such sincerity, the only gift we ask of you is give up your suffering. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared in this world to give the highest benediction to everyone, and that benediction is coming through the chanting of his names. Those people were so overwhelmed by the humility of Nityananda, the compassion. They took his instruction as their life and soul. Other people, yayatamam prapadyante, Krishna reciprocates according to how we surrender. To other people, when they came to their house and they bowed down and they, with tears in their eyes, folded palms, they begged him with the same message. They became extremely angry, blaspheming them. Such nonsense. Who are you? The two of you are mentally deranged. Nobody comes to our house and asks us this. You're mad. Get out from here. It's this Nimai Pandit. He used to be a really good pundit. He was the pride of Navadweep. Now he's simply the shame of Navadweep. He's gone mad, and everybody who goes near him becomes mad. Get out from here. And others, they'd go to their house. They were so mean. Nityananda and Haridas are on their knees begging. They'd say, we know what these two people are. They're criminals. They're thieves. And they were spreading around Navadweep this information. They come to your house in the plea of begging, this crazy request. In the meanwhile, they're looking to see where your windows are, where your doors are, what you have in your house. And then them, with a gang of thieves and robbers, are going to know exactly how to rob you and steal everything that's valuable. They're criminals. Keep them away. This is what they would say to them. How would Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas respond? They would offer their prostrated obeisances to these people and again beg them, whatever you've said, we don't mind. Just take the name of Krishna. We cannot bear seeing you suffering in forgetfulness of Krishna. If you understand this type of compassion, is something extraordinary. Simply to apply our intelligence and our hearts to understand the nature of Lord Nityananda's compassion will free us from all illusions. It will attract Krishna's blessings. Narottam Das Thakur saying, Brajendra Nandana Jai Sachi Shuta Hoilo Shai Balarama Hoilo Nitai. The son of Nanda has appeared as the son of Sachi, and Balaram has come as Nityananda Prabhu. An expansion of Nityananda Prabhu, Ananta Shesha, is holding the universes on his hoods effortlessly. Such power. He's manifesting himself as the spiritual world of Goloka and Vaikuntha. An expansion of an expansion of an expansion of Balaram, Nityananda Prabhu. He breathes and all universes are created. He inhales, and all the universes are materially destroyed and enter into his body. So if Nityananda wanted to, when these people were insulting him, all he had to do was breathe, just inhale. They would have been finished in a second. But he didn't. As Lord Balaramji, he went to Hastinapur and requested that, please, Krishna's son wants to marry Duryodhana's daughter. Why did you kidnap Krishna's son? I've come as a friend. The Yadu dynasty is ready to declare war and destroy you, but I stopped them. I'm a peacemaker. Just cooperate. They were so arrogant. Who is Balaram? Who is the Yadus to ask the Kurus anything? It's only by our mercy that you even exist in this world with whatever you have. Balaram was angry. For good reason. Bhishma was there. Duryodhana was there. Karna was there. All the greatest warriors in the planet were there. And Balaram, his eyes became red like hot coals. It said that it appeared that he was going to burn the universe to ashes by his glance, and he could do that. He took his plow, and with one hit, I can't make that sound. He separated the whole Hastinapur from the Earth planet. He dragged it and was about to cast the kingdom of Hastinapur into the Ganges. It was like an earthquake. And all the great armies of the Kurus, there was nothing they could do except surrender. And they did. Romaharshan Sutta. When he was sitting in the role of a representative of Vyas, but he was not offering respect to others. He was arrogant. And Balaram did not like that. He took a single blade of grass and touched Romaharshan. His heart immediately stopped and he fell dead. That's Balaram. Now, that same Balaram in the form of Sri Nityananda Prabhu is taking that piece of grass and putting it between his teeth, which is an expression of total humility. People are stepping on grass, and you're taking that little grass that everyone steps on and putting it in your teeth. That's a way of totally humbling oneself before another. Even most sinful people who insulted him, instead of, like in previous incarnations, destroying them, he touched their feet. He cried, please say anything you want about me, do anything you want to me, but take the names of Krishna and become happy. That was the mood of Nityananda Prabhu. And on Lord Chaitanya's instruction, every evening he would go back to Lord Chaitanya's house or Srivasangam and give a report of the day's activities. One day, as they were roaming everywhere in town, approaching everyone, they happened to see a terrible scene. There was a crowd of people watching from a distance two gigantic personalities. Every word from their mouth was a terrible, obscene word. They were grossly intoxicated. They were beating each other. They were roaring. Nityananda Prabhu asked some of the people, "Who are they?" These two men were born in very high esteemed Brahmin families. But due to bad association, they became evil. There's no sin that they do not commit. They burn people's houses when they're sleeping. They rob, they steal. With their own hands, they slaughter innocent cows, eat their flesh and drink their blood. If there's anyone that comes in their way, they murder them. Every sin that anyone could even imagine, they are doing every day. Their names are Jagai and Madhai. And the whole town of Navadvip lives in fear of them. Nobody knows when they will attack. Nityananda Prabhu thought that we have approached so many pious people and they've chanted the holy names and achieved Krishna Prem. If my beloved Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has come to deliver the most fallen. He's Patita Pavana. Now he's established the Sankirtan movement, and some people are taking him seriously, but most of the people of Navadvip still just think he's Nimai Pandit. If these two men become devotees, if they become intoxicated with Krishna Prem through Krishna Nam, then the same people who just by seeing them feel so contaminated that they jump in the Ganga with all their clothes on, the people will feel just by seeing them they have been bathed by the river Ganga and purified. He said to Haridas, "Of everyone, their claim is first. Let us give them Lord Chaitanya's message." Haridas said, "If your desire is to do this, then they're already delivered. Who can stop you?" As they were walking toward Jagai and Madhai, the people of the town were screaming out, "Are you crazy? What are you? You can't go up to them. You're going to ask them to chant Krishna's names? They will kill you. You are fools." They smiled and went right up to Jagai and Madhai. Everyone was watching from a distance. Nityananda Prabhu spoke with such love, compassion in his eyes. "Please, I beg only one thing of you. Chant the names of Krishna. Worship Krishna. Hear about Krishna. Speak about Krishna. Krishna is your mother. Krishna is your father. Krishna is the true wealth of your heart. Krishna is your life and soul. Just chant the names of Krishna and you will be my life and soul." To Jagai and Madhai, this was an insult. They were so sinful. Everyone was afraid of them. For this avaduta and this person who appears to be an untouchable kind of person by caste calculations, for them to be asking us this, it's an insult. Their eyes, scornfully, they cried out, "Catch them, catch them!" and charged at Nitai and Haridas. Now, Balaram, what is he? So many asuras he killed? Balvala, Pralambasura was as gigantic as a mountain. And Balaram just one little tap with his fist, and Pralambasura was finished. Vivida Gorilla. Vivida was an associate of Ram in a previous life. He was gigantic. He was so powerful, he could go to the ocean and start swishing his hands around, and there would be tsunamis on all sides. He could uproot trees and throw them. He could pick up mountains. He was very powerful. And Balaram, just one touch to his collarbone with his hand, and Vivida fell to the ground, vomiting blood. I'm not going to try to make that sound. This is who Jagai and Madhai were dealing with. What did Nityananda Prabhu, what did he do when they said, "Catch him, catch him"? Nityananda Prabhu ran away. What did Haridas Thakur do? He ran away with them. And they ran really fast. Jagai and Madhai were chasing after them. "Catch them, catch them!" And Nityananda and Haridas are running and running. And Lord Nityananda said to Haridas that it looks like our lives may end today. These people are very powerful. They want to kill us. And Haridas Thakur said, "Why did I have to listen to you? You are a crazy person. You induce me to go up to them along with you and ask them to chant Krishna's name. Nobody does like this." And Nityananda Prabhu, he said, "Why are you saying I'm crazy? It's not me that's crazy. It's your Lord and Master, Sri Chaitanya, that's crazy. Lord Gauranga. Who else tells everyone you meet, you tell them to chant the names of Krishna?" They were laughing and running. Nityananda Prabhu said to Haridas that previously you were beaten in 22 marketplaces. And because you prayed for the deliverance of all those people who were trying to kill you, Lord Gauranga delivered them. They all got liberation. So now pray to Krishna to save us from Jagai and Madhai. If you ask Krishna, Krishna will certainly help us. And Haridas said, "By Krishna's grace, I was saved from the beatings of those malachas and yavanas. But today, because of your craziness, I'm going to be killed." In this way, Jagai and Madhai were roaring at them, chasing after them with the intent to kill them, and they're running and laughing and joking. Jagai and Madhai cried out, "Do you know who we are? We are Jagai and Madhai. You cannot run from us. You stop, you come back." And they kept running and laughing. But because Jagai and Madhai were very large size and very intoxicated, eventually they were running right toward Srivas Thakur's house. They got away. Jagai and Madhai were running, but they couldn't see him anymore. They were so angry. They were so intent on violence and bloodshed when they couldn't catch Haridas and Nityananda Prabhu, they started beating each other and pulling each other's hair and scratching each other and cursing at each other. Nitai and Haridas came before Lord Chaitanya and gave their report. Lord Chaitanya heard. He asked the devotees, "Who is this Jagai and Madhai?" Srivas Thakur and Gangadas Pandit explained, "Everyone is terrorized by them. There is no immoral, unethical, sinful activity that they do not perform daily. They're so cruel." They were really terrorists. When Lord Chaitanya heard that they were chasing after Nityananda and Haridas, he became very upset. He said, "I will destroy them with my chakra." And Haridas said, Nityananda Prabhu said, no, do not do that. Because if you kill them, then I can't get them to chant Hare Krishna. Give me a chance to deliver them." Lord Chaitanya smiled. He said, "As soon as you decided to deliver them, their destiny is already to be delivered." Meanwhile, Haridas Thakur said to Sri Advaitacharya, "It's very difficult traveling in a party with Nityananda Prabhu. He's so unpredictable. During the monsoons, when the Ganga is flooding over and swirling in such a fast current, Nityananda Prabhu dives in and swims after crocodiles. He grabs the tails of crocodiles. He jumps on the top of crocodiles. And I'm at the bank and I'm crying, 'Nitai, Nitai, come back, come back.' And he smiles at me, and then he plays like a dead body and floats away in the current of the Ganga. I don't know where he's going. He doesn't listen to anyone. He goes into somebody's house and starts stealing their butter and milk. Then they come out and he runs away and they come to beat me." "He goes to a young girl and says, 'Will you marry me?' And she gets scared and tells her parents and he's gone, and then they come out to beat me." These are the things he does every day. And today he went to Jagai and Madhai, these monsters, and asked them to chant Krishna's names. It's a miracle of Krishna's grace that we're still alive today." Advaita was so happy, he started to laugh. He said, "Why are you surprised? Drunken people like to associate with other drunken people." Jagai and Madhai are drunk on strong and intoxicating liquors, and Nityananda Prabhu is always drunk and ecstatic love for Krishna. And you will see, within a few days, Jagai and Madhai will be dancing in kirtan with us by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. You said that in a very sleepy way. Thank you. Jagai and Madhai would travel around Navadvip. They would have little bases. They made their base on the bank of the Ganga, not far from Nimai Pandit's house. And at night, when Nimai Pandit and the devotees were doing kirtan, Jagai and Madhai would hear the kirtan. And in their drunken state, in a very clumsy way, they would dance to the kirtan. Just themselves. And one day, Nimai was going to the Ganga to bathe, and they saw him. They started to ridicule him. They said, "Oh, Nimai, Nimai! You are singing so nice. Every night you should sing the Mangala Chandi songs. We will bring the instruments for you." And Nimai kept his distance, didn't say a word. He just took his bath and left. One evening, after Nityananda Prabhu was going all around the town of Navadvip asking everyone and anyone and everyone else to chant Krishna's name and giving Krishna prema out so freely, as he was on his way to meet Lord Gauranga, Jagai and Madhai attacked him. They came right up to him and said, "Where are you going and who are you?" Nityananda Prabhu replied, "I'm going to Nimai Pandit's house." "What is your name?" "My name is Avadhut." Madhai, burning with anger, picked up a clay pot with all of his wrath and his strength. He smashed the pot on the head of Nityananda Prabhu. Blood poured from his head and covered his clothes. Nityananda Prabhu, with great kindness, he said, "I don't mind that you have done this to me, but it breaks my heart to see you living in such illusion, in such sin. Please chant Krishna's holy names. Receive the mercy that Lord Gauranga has come to bring the world." Madhai was so angry. This was such an insult. He picked up another pot, lifted it up, was about to hit Nityananda Prabhu again. Jagai, his heart softened by seeing Lord Nityananda's tolerance, akrodha paramananda nityanandarai. Nityananda, his expansion is Narasingadev. His expansion is Varahadev. His expansion is Parasuram. But now, he was standing with folded palms, willing to take any amount of beatings in a mood of forgiveness and compassion. When Jagai saw this, his heart changed. This man is a saint. You tried to murder him, and he's forgiving you. He only wants our well-being. Don't hit him again. Meanwhile, the news came to Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya, surrounded by his devotees, charged. And within a moment he arrived at that place. He saw Nityananda Prabhu standing there, covered with blood. He saw Madhai with a pot in his hand. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, now his eyes were red like coals. And he called out, "Chakra, Chakra." The Sudarshan Chakra appeared on his hand. Madhai understood that he was standing in front of death personified. Nityananda Prabhu came between Madhai and Lord Chaitanya. He said, "My Lord, please do not harm them. Give them your mercy. If I have ever done any devotional service in my life, if I've ever done any piety, I will exchange all those credits for you to give Krishna prema and forgive Madhai." He was begging him. He said, "The two of us, we have descended to deliver the most fallen. In this age of Kali, if you're going to kill them, you might as well kill everyone, because in Kali Yuga, everyone is more or less like Jagai and Madhai. Give them your mercy. Give them Krishna." Lord Chaitanya was very, very angry. But then Nityananda Prabhu, he said, "Jagai saved my life." As soon as Lord Chaitanya heard that, he became blissful. His Sudarshan Chakra went away. He looked at Jagai and said, "You have protected my devotee Nityananda." Lord Gauranga embraced him with deep affection. Upon being embraced by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, Jagai attained love for Krishna. Tears were pouring from his eyes, his limbs were trembling, his hairs were standing on end, his voice was choked. Lord Gauranga said, "Because you have done this favor for my devotee Nityananda Prabhu, today I give you the crest jewel of all liberation. I give you Krishna prema." Overwhelmed with unbearable ecstasy, Jagai fell to the ground unconscious. Sri Gaurachandra then awoke him from his unconscious state. Jagai looked up, and Lord Chaitanya had become the four-armed form of the Supreme Lord. He saw him holding a conch shell, a chakra, a club, and a lotus flower. He saw Lord Chaitanya manifesting the form of Narayan, to show that he was not different than Narayan. Jagai clasped the feet of Lord Chaitanya and pressed them to his heart. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with his foot on Jagai's chest, showered his complete mercy upon him. Because Madhai and Jagai, it was like they were one soul in two bodies, because they did everything together. Madhai saw that Jagai is now happier than he's ever been. He's totally intoxicated with ecstatic love, and I'm about to be killed. So suddenly his whole way of thinking changed. He said to Lord Chaitanya that whatever I did, he did. Whatever I said, he said. Why are you giving him ecstatic love, liberation, and you're about to kill me? Lord Chaitanya, very angry, with a thunderous voice, "Because you caused Nityananda Prabhu, my devotee, to bleed. Therefore, you must be destroyed." And Madhai was born of a Brahmin family. So suddenly, all these past lessons came to his mind. He said, "I can see that you're the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You're Vishnu, you're Krishna, you're Narayan. And there's so many demons. So many demons that you deliver. Why don't you deliver me?" And Lord Chaitanya said, there's a difference. Because the other demons, they have caused me harm, but you have caused harm to my devotee. At that point, Nityananda Prabhu again pleaded with Lord Chaitanya to give mercy. And Madhai said to Lord Chaitanya, what do I have to do to be forgiven? What do I have to do to get your mercy? Lord Chaitanya said, you must fall at the feet of Nityananda Prabhu. His feet are the treasure house of love of God. Because you have offended him, only he could forgive you. I have no power to do so. Madhai immediately fell at the feet of Nityananda Prabhu with all sincerity. Lord Chaitanya said to Nityananda, he's at your feet. If you forgive him, then he's forgiven. Lord Nityananda said, I have nothing. I'm just your representative. If you empowered me with your ecstatic love, then I can give it to him. Lord Chaitanya said, pick him up and embrace him. The same person who just minutes before was intent on cruelly beating Nityananda Prabhu to death, Nityananda Prabhu picked him up and lovingly embraced him. At that time, Madhai was transformed with Krishna praying. They both offered their prayers to Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Lord Chaitanya said to Jagai and Madhai, come to my house for kirtan. And they came. Lord Chaitanya was sitting there with Nityananda Prabhu on one side, Gadadhar on the other side, Advaita Prabhu was sitting in front. All the devotees were sitting around Advaita, and along with them were Jagai and Madhai. Lord Chaitanya said that by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, I have removed all the sins of Jagai and Madhai. Now they are completely pure. Never ever think of them for what they did. They're devotees. They're our family. And he said, just to show evidence that I have removed all the sins and all their inclinations for sins from their lives, I manifest a form that has absorbed all their impious acts. Lord Chaitanya turned dark color. Very dark. Everyone was looking with wonder. Lord Chaitanya said, what do I look like now? Advaitacharya said, you look like Krishna. Everyone laughed. Lord Chaitanya said, I have assumed this form because all the sins of Jagai and Madhai I have accepted. Now have kirtan. And by chanting the holy names, all the sins of Jagai and Madhai will be transferred to anyone who criticizes my devotees. Devotees perform Sankirtan. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's beautiful form returned to its golden splendor. As they were chanting and dancing, Jagai and Madhai were chanting and dancing among them, crashing into each other like we do in the temple. The deliverance of Jagai and Madhai. They weren't just foolish drunken people. They were serious demons. when Jai and Vijay left the outskirts of Vaikuntha, they both had three births as demons. Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha. Ravana Kumbhakarna. Shishupal Dantavakra. They appeared again as Jagai and Madai. They had the power, the evilness, as Hiranyakashipu, Ravana. Lord Narasimhadev ripped them apart. Lord Varaha crushed them. Lord Ramchandra, he shot arrows in their hearts. And as far as Kumbhakarna, it was quite a complicated process. He liberated all of them. Shishupal Sudarshan Chakra. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Prajendra Nandana Jay Sachishuto Hoylo Shay. Balarama Hoylo Mitai. Dina Hina Yata Chilo Harinama Udharilo Tara Sakshi Jagai Madai. Their only weapon was the holy name and their compassion. We do not see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Nityananda Prabhu, even though they were dealing many times with the most cruel, wicked, and fallen people. They never had a weapon. They never harmed anyone. With the weapon of the holy names of Krishna, they killed the demoniac propensities and awakened their original consciousness. Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, Goda Chandra Bole, Kota Nitra Jayo Maya Pisa Chira Kole. They awakened ecstatic love for Krishna and liberated all sins and all ignorance. This beautiful pastime is testimony to the words of Lochandas Thakur. Parama karuna pahundui jana nitai gora chandra. Tava avatara sara siromani kevala anandaka. They're the essence of all avatars. Vrindavan Das Thakur and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati echoes this message. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he was giving the gopis' love for Krishna to people. That is his mercy. Narottam Das Thakur is explaining, by the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, one can enter into the inner circles of Sri Radharani's associates in her loving pastimes with Krishna. And that was there with Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami. The highest treasure of Braj Prem, Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are giving freely. The demigods, including Yamaraj, were completely amazed. They had never seen any other avatar, any other saint, anyone, anywhere, so merciful as Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Yamaraj asked Chitragupta, what is the karmic record of Jagai and Madai? Chitragupta said, no one knows. He said, Yamaraj, I know I'm your secretary and I'm in charge of your administration. I have a whole staff that's exclusively trying to keep the records of the bad karma of Jagai and Madai. And we have messengers constantly coming and our scribes are trying to keep the records and the messengers can't go fast enough and the scribes can't write down. They're overworked.
They have no time for eating. They have no time for sleeping. They're on the verge of nervous breakdowns. There's a massive mountain of records. And now Nityananda and Lord Gauranga, they have taken it all and erased it. We can take this massive mountain of files and just throw them in the bottom of the ocean. Because now they're pure devotees of Krishna. When Yamaraj heard that, he fainted. It takes a lot to get Yamaraj to faint. He's seen everything from the beginning of creation, but he's never seen anything like the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. And as he was laying there unconscious, other devatas who were coming to celebrate Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda's mercy, they, what happened to Yamaraj? Chitragupta told them, Brahma and Shiva sat on both sides of Yamaraj and loudly chanting the names of Hari.
Hari.
And finally Yamaraj got up and started dancing wildly. And Chitragupta and all the messengers were dancing with him. Brahma was dancing along with Kashyapa Muni and Daksha and Kardama Muni and all of his associates. They were dancing together and chanting the names of Krishna, chanting the glories of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Narada Muni was dancing so enthusiastically, he lost his veena. Lord Shiva, who's Vaishnavanam Yatashambhu, he's the supreme, most compassionate of all beings in the universal creation, seeing the mercy, the compassion of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, Lord Shiva drinks poison. But even that didn't compare to delivering Jagai and Madhai. He was dancing ecstatically, chanting the names of Gauranga, and his matted hair was flying in all directions, and Ganesh was dancing with him, Kartikeya was dancing with him, the Buddhas were dancing with him. Most amazing kirtan. Surya, the Lord of the Sun, and the Lord of the Moon, and Vayu, and Agni, and Indra was dancing. He was in so much happiness seeing the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. He was watching with his thousands of eyes, and they were all crying in ecstasy. And he thanked Gautam Rishi. You cursed me to have all these eyes, but now I see it as a blessing, because I get all the other demigods are only seeing Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda with a few eyes, or two or three or four. But I'm seeing him so much with all these thousands of eyes, and they're all weeping in ecstasy. He was dancing. Everyone was chanting the name.
Krishna! 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 Krishna!
The names of Sri Krishna filled the entire universe as they were glorifying Lord Gauranga and Lord Nityananda. Some time passed. Now, what was the characteristics of Jagai and Madhai? Trinadapi sunichena taror ivasihishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadara. They were truly more humble than a blade of grass. More tolerant, forgiving than a tree. They offered all respect to others and didn't expect anything in return. Jagai and Madhai, each of them, they chanted minimum 200,000 names of Krishna every day. Constantly remembering Krishna. Constantly immersed in serving everyone. They saw Krishna in the heart of every living being. They humbled themselves to serve everyone. They became dearmost to all the devotees. But still, Madhai especially, he could not overcome his grief that the very person who liberated him from practically an eternity of karmic suffering and gave him ecstatic love for Krishna and Sri Radha, Lord Nityananda, he hit him. He intended to kill him. He made him profusely bleed. It was something he just could not overcome. He was crying in guilt day and night. And one day he met Lord Nityananda Prabhu. He explained. Nityananda Prabhu told him, Nityananda Prabhu told him, "You're like my own child. If a little naughty child kicks the mother or father, even if it hurts a little, does the mother or father take it seriously? I love you like my own child. I always have. You are forgiven." Madhai said, "Well, you're forgiving me. That's your causeless mercy. But what about all the other people I cause pain to? I'm going to everyone I know and I'm begging them to forgive, but I was so intoxicated, I don't even know who I cause pain to. How can I be forgiven?" Lord Nityananda Prabhu said, "Go to the bathing ghats of Mother Ganga and every day clean them. And whoever comes to those ghats, serve them in every way. Make your own ghat and make it a wonderful place for the people of Navadvipa to bathe." With a spade in his hand, Madhai built a ghat. He would clean the ghat, he would make beautiful arrangements at that bathing place, and anyone who would come, he would offer his prostrated obeisances. He would carry whatever they would have. He would beg forgiveness. "If I directly or indirectly ever caused any harm to you, please forgive me." He was constantly chanting Krishna's names. People's hearts would melt. They were being totally transformed into Vaishnavas just by seeing the qualities of Jagai and Madhai. Sometimes people were so angry, they would pick up a rock and they'd throw it right at Madhai's head. Madhai would pick up that rock and bring it back and put it in their hand. And he would say, "Please throw it again. I deserve more." And even those people would cry and bow down to Jagai and Madhai. And Jagai and Madhai would bow down to them. If you go to Katwa on the bank of the Ganga, even today, there's the samadhi of Madhai. And millions of Vaishnavas and saints and acharyas have gone there over the years to offer their respects to Madhai. Because he is an example of the mercy of Lord Nityananda. After this happened, the word spread throughout all of Navadvipa. And Nityananda Prabhu's desire was fulfilled. Everyone was glorifying the mercy of Lord Gauranga.
And now Lord Gauranga's influence became so powerful to induce thousands, hundreds of thousands of people to accept love for Krishna by chanting Krishna's name. Actually, I was planning to tell about 10 stories tonight. But I only told one. Sorry, I got trapped. When Lord Chaitanya was living in Puri, well, so many stories, but I'm going to just say something. Because you don't look so tired tonight. When Lord Chaitanya decided to take sannyas, he went to discuss it with Lord Nityananda.
Very happily, he said, I'm going to shave my head and I'm going to leave this world and I'm going to become a sannyasi.
Nityananda Prabhu's heart was broken. You're going to leave Navadvip? You're going to leave your beloved Vishnu Priya? You're going to leave your mother Sachi? Why do you want to do this? Lord Chaitanya, very blissfully, he said, I've come to this world.
We have both come to this world to give the medicine
to bring down the fever of material attachments and conditioning. But there were so many people who were envious of Lord Chaitanya. He said, it seems that we've increased the fever. Because they just see me as an ordinary householder. If I take sannyas, then people will have to bow down to me. And if they bow down, they will hear my message and be delivered. Lord Nityananda was stunned. He said, whatever you decide to do is what you should do. You're the supreme independent lord of everyone. Lord Chaitanya took that as permission. And Nityananda Prabhu went to a lonely place. And when he thought of the pangs of separation that Sachimata would feel, Lord Nityananda quietly wept. He cried and cried. After Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, he took Nityananda Prabhu and just a couple other people with him to Katwa. And then Lord Chaitanya decided to go to Vrindavan. As soon as he got the danda in his name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, he was a sannyasi. Lord Nityananda Prabhu had to suffer watching Lord Chaitanya's beautiful hair being shaved for this higher purpose of reaching the fallen souls. Lord Chaitanya said, I will go to Vrindavan. Nityananda Prabhu knew that Sachimata and all the devotees were certainly in Shantipur and Navadvip. They were on the verge of death. Lord Chaitanya in the middle of the night just left them forever. He may never return. And that's exactly what happened. Sachimata was just sitting in the courtyard like a statue, weeping, unable to speak after Lord Chaitanya left. The devotees came. They came every morning to meet Lord Chaitanya. Just like any other day they came and they saw her sitting there. I said, what is it? She said, the property of my son is now yours. I have nothing left. You're his devotees. And they understood what happened. Advaita, he said, I'm going to the Ganga and I'm going to end my life by going in the water. Don't anybody try to stop me. And you know what every devotee said? We won't stop you, we're going with you. They were all going to the Ganga to enter in. How could we live without Lord Gauranga? And just when they were about to go in, a celestial voice said, please be patient, you will soon be dancing with the Lord again. That was their only hope. So as Lord Chaitanya was going to Vrindavan, Lord Nityananda is so compassionate. He tricked Lord Chaitanya to go back to Shantipur. Because he understood Lord Chaitanya's heart more than even going to Vrindavan, which is, after he took first initiation, he was on his way to Vrindavan. And he had to go back to Navadvipa. The demigods reminded him of his mission. After he took sannyas, he was going to Vrindavan. Nityananda understood more than anything else, Lord Chaitanya wants to give pleasure to his devotees. And as he tricked Lord Chaitanya to go another direction, Nityananda Prabhu sent a messenger to bring Sachimata and all the devotees to Advaita Prabhu's house. And then they asked Lord Chaitanya, don't go to Vrindavan. The same Krishna that's in Vrindavan is in Puri as Jagannath. Sachimata requested, make that your residence. While in Puri, Lord Chaitanya took Nityananda Prabhu to a secret place and said, the two of us have incarnated to deliver the most desperate people. You are living with me here in Puri like a silent sage. You should go back to Bengal. And go to every house, in every village, everywhere, and give them this message of Krishna consciousness. Do not come back to Puri. Lord Nityananda Prabhu immediately left with some of his associates. They were in so much ecstasy of love, of compassion. They were going. Lord Chaitanya said that I have taken sannyas to reach the souls of this Kali Yuga who escaped my mercy in Navadvipa. But now that I'm a sannyasi, there's certain places I can't go. So you should get married so that you can go to all those places. Interesting. Lord Chaitanya told Nityananda Prabhu he was taking sannyas to deliver the fallen souls. And then he told Nityananda Prabhu, you should get married to save the fallen souls. You see, that balance is very important. When the grihasthas and the renunciates are united in harmony with each other, with respect for each other, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu's mercy is very strong, very resplendent in our lives. So Nityananda Prabhu, 24 hours a day he was chanting Lord Gauranga's names in the Hare Krishna mantra. He induced people in such a way to chant. Now he's with these.
He's dancing in kirtan with all of his associates from Puri back to Bengal. They asked someone, where is the Ganga? They said, this way. They started going that way. They were on the main road. Ramdas Abhi Ramdas, he was so filled with ecstasy. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he was in such a mood of mercy. This was a special time. Anyone he glanced at became mesmerized with love for Krishna. Abhiram Thakur, he stood on the road and transformed his posture to Krishna's threefold bending form. And he became like a deity. He stood unmoving for 9 hours as everyone was chanting and dancing around him. They asked someone, where is the Ganga? Where is the road to the Ganga? They said, road to the Ganga? You were on the road to the Ganga. Now you're 6 hours off the road. You have to go that way. They smiled. And they started going that way. After some hours, they said, where is the road to the Ganga? They said, road to the Ganga? It's 20 miles that way to get to this road to go that way. They were completely oblivious to the material world, to their bodies. They were totally immersed in the holy names. Nam Sankirtan. Somehow or other, they reached the Ganga at Panihati. And it's a long story, but I'm going to make it really short. Lord Nityananda was inducing everyone with love for Krishna. At Raghava Pandit's house, near the banks of the Ganges, they were having kirtan. Anyone Lord Nityananda gazed upon became supernaturally empowered with love. He wanted the mood of the gopis in Vrindavan. So he asked Madhava Ghosh, Vasudev Ghosh, and Govinda Ghosh. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says they were the associates of Sri Radharani in the spiritual world, Madhurya Ras. When they would sing, Vrindavan would manifest. They were all... Lord Nityananda Prabhu danced. And as he was dancing, everyone was dancing around him. Then he sat on a seat. And they offered him abhishek. And he said to Raghavat Pandit, please bring me a garland of kadamba flowers. Raghavat Pandit said, impossible. It's not the season for kadamba flowers. No kadamba flowers grow at this time of the year. Lord Nityananda smiled, said, go in your courtyard and see if there's kadamba flowers. You might find one or two. He went into his courtyard and he saw on a lime tree, it was covered with fully blossom, fragrant kadamba flowers. He made the garland and put it on Lord Nityananda. The fragrance intoxicated everyone. Then Lord Nityananda, as everyone was dancing and chanting, he said, do you smell something special? They say, yes, we smell Damanaka flowers. But Damanaka flowers don't grow in Bengal. Lord Nityananda said, because Lord Chaitanya is so pleased with your chanting and dancing, he has personally come here wearing a garland of Damanaka flowers. And he's standing under a tree, but you cannot see him. But he sees us. He glanced at one devotee, and this devotee became so transcendentally surcharged with the holy name, he climbed to the top of a tree and jumped down, crying out, Haribo!
Haribo!
Another person climbed way, way high in a tall tree and was dancing on the branch and at the end where it was just like a fine twig. Another person was so ecstatic, he embraced the tree while he was dancing, and the tree was uprooted. Another devotee, he was dancing, and he saw betel trees, and he, 7 or 8 of them, at once he embraced and uprooted all of them, was dancing.
Of course, the trees were liberated.
Lord Nityananda Prabhu kept this kirtan going for 3 months. His glance of mercy sometimes would look across the room, and everyone who his glance touched fainted in ecstasy. So it was like... For 3 months, no one ate a single morsel of food. No one drank any water. No one fell asleep. No one was even tired. Because Lord Nityananda Prabhu surcharged everyone's heart with kirtan ras, the sweet taste of chanting the holy names. Then Lord Nityananda started taking his devotees to go from village to village. And he saw some little children. And he glanced at the children. And his glance of mercy filled them with so much ananda that these children were roaring like lions, crying out Krishna's name. These little children, 5, 6 years old, they were embracing trees and uprooting them and dancing with them. For 1 month, they didn't go home. They didn't eat anything. They didn't sleep. They were just doing kirtan. Little tiny children. And the parents were very happy. They saw their children were so happy. This was the enthusiasm of Nityananda Prabhu's mercy to spread the glories of Lord Chaitanya's supreme compassion to the world and induce us to chant the holy names. Our beloved Guru Maharaj Srila Prabhupada he imbibed the mercy of Lord Nityananda. That same spirit San Francisco, New York City, Lower East Side, London. We heard stories just, was it yesterday? Gurudas Prabhu and Shamsundar Prabhu were giving personal testimonies of what they eyewitnessed of Prabhupada's mercy, the kinds of people. That was definitely Lord Nityananda Prabhu's pastime. And Srila Prabhupada established Gaur Nithai deities. Jagai and Madhai, lucky they didn't have cell phones. It is said that Jagai and Madhai committed every sin except one. They never offended a devotee. Up until they met Lord Nityananda to get his mercy, they never offended a devotee because no devotees would go anywhere near them and they never went near devotees. And Vrindavan Das Thakur tells
that if a person is a learned scholar, even a brahmachari or a sannyasi, if they criticize devotees, they can't be delivered. But even if one is a drunkard like Jagai and Madhai, if they have not criticized devotees, they are receptive to the supreme mercy of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada went to places. The spirit of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda were his very life and soul. That beautiful prayer on the Jaladutta. In his diary he writes, after seasickness, after several heart attacks, he's writing, I'm all alone on this ship. There's no devotees. I'm so far from Vrindavan. But this is the order of my spiritual master and the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when he was living in the Bowery, in the ghetto of New York City, and it was Gaur Purnima, he said, I'm all alone. All my God brothers, God sisters, they're all in Vrindavan or Mayapur having wonderful festival. There wasn't another devotee within 10,000 miles. He's 70 years old. He was all alone. But he wrote how he was happy. He was happy because he was serving the will of his Guru Maharaj, which is the will of Lord Chaitanya, that the holy name of Krishna be chanted in every town and village, in every home throughout the world. And to fulfill that will of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda Prabhu dedicated his entire existence. And my dear God brother is here from Atlanta, yes? Montreal, yes, Montreal. Gokulananda Prabhu and Anutama Prabhu and Nityodita Prabhu and Chandramali Swami Maharaj. My dear God brothers, God sisters, they witness. When Prabhupada was in Atlanta, devotees came from all over America to be with him. And the deities there were Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, Gaur Nitai. Instead of singing Radha Madhava for Srimad Bhagavatam's class, he sang Paramakaruna. And in the end, he tried to give an explanation. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are supremely merciful. And he looked around him. Of all these people, the kinds of people that were all surrendering their hearts, their souls, and their lives to chanting the holy names. Prabhupada took no credit for himself. He saw how the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda were affecting all of our lives. He was choked up. He went into an ecstatic state where he just cried. He couldn't even give class. He said, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are so merciful. Then he asked us all to chant Hare Krishna. on this holy day with our hearts and souls. Let us pray that by their mercy we can understand and live by what is really important in our life. The tendency of the false ego and the mind is to be distracted by such superficial, insignificant, meaningless things. And we think they're so meaningful. We destroy our own spiritual lives. We destroy other people's spiritual lives. We make so many offenses. We become so entrapped in uselessness. The real gift, the real treasure of life is the awakening of our souls. Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, they descended into this world. Golokera Premadana Hari Nam Sankirtana, with their holy names. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he said, I have seen and considered everything in all the 14 worlds, and there's nothing of any value except the holy name of Krishna. To live with compassion. To be an instrument of their compassion. And what is their compassion? The holy name of Krishna. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtana. When Madhai offered prayers to Nityananda Prabhu of total humility, Nityananda said, anyone who hears these prayers of yours with faith will receive Krishna's love. If we could humble ourselves on this holy day and offer this simple prayer, praying for mercy, praying for shelter of the holy name, praying for the sincere intent to truly please Krishna as the servant of the servant of the servant, praying to take Srila Prabhupada, Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Nityananda's mercy, their teachings, as the most valuable thing we have in life. When Prabhupada was asked, how could we please you? He said, just receive what I'm giving you by following it and share it with others. Let us pray this day to Sri Nitai Gaura Chandra, Sri Radha Gopinath, Sri Gopal, that we could mold our life on these two simple instructions, to wholeheartedly, sincerely receive what Srila Prabhupada has given us, and to sincerely share it among each other and with the world. Thank you very much.